Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Psalm 59 verse 12 makes a statement, and today we'll try and bring some temporal closure to more testimonies as we explore the possibilities of God's blessings through our lips. Possibly we should have titled this series An Educated Lip. Praise the Lord. Or Educated Lips. Praise the Lord. Let's read it together. One go. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them what? Even be taken in their what? Pride. And for cursing and lying which they speak. Can you take us to verse 10? Take us to verse 10. Let's read from verse 10. Let's start from verse 10. One go. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon my enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by their what? Power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. I like that verse 11. It's a very beautiful verse. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, let the die go down small. Verse 12 says that, for the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Praise the Lord. We are talking about more testimonies, part 4. Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. Scriptures keep admonishing us that the believer is not an ordinary species, that the believer is a spiritual being, has a soul, lives in a body, or is a soul, has a spirit, lives in a body, depending on where you're coming from. But we are tripartite. Praise the Lord. And because of that, we are not ordinary. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that we are new creatures. You read the New Testament, talks about the fact that we have become partakers of his divine nature. Therefore, you know, if you go to the original state of man in Genesis, where God formed the clay, breathed his breath into the clay, and made him a living soul or a living being, it's even so vital that we understand that we have the image and the likeness of God. That means that God has fashioned us in a way that has given him an opportunity to deposit himself in us. So our abilities hail from his inexhaustible abilities. Our potential or potentials come from what is in God that he placed in us. So we can function based on how God has designed us to function. And by our architecture, which comes from the master creator, he's created us in such a way that his power that is at work in us has given us opportunity to do things that he is able to do by his allowance. Praise the Lord. And so by faith, we come to that bridge where we are able to activate our supernaturalness, our spirituality. We're able to activate the God kind of life in us and use the God kind of faith to achieve the God kind of results. So by this principle of God's spirit being in us, enabling all his creative abilities in us, he's made us creators as he himself is a creator. And so we create because God creates. It's his creative abilities working in us that makes us to create. So When we understand that, we will know that the principles that God uses to create have also been handed over to us to be able to create, to have the same result that God, when he's in action, he has. Plus the fact that when Jesus was living, he said, I am not leaving you as orphans. My spirit is coming to dwell in you, and he will energize, take all that is mine, show you and give you the capacity to do the things that I would have done if I were still here. Praise the Lord. And so we are standing in his stead. So Bible uses the word, ye are ambassadors of Christ. We are standing in his stead, and we are doing the things that he would have done if he was still here. So you and I have been given divine power. He has given us his right, he's given us authority, and he's given us permission to do things. That's why in this conference you saw the sick healed, you saw all manner of testimonies. When someone says that, yesterday somebody called me and said he had an inflammation of, I don't know whether it's hernia or whatever, I've forgotten exactly what, I'm on the altar so I can't lie, but something like that, and it's been there for years. But when I was praying one of the nights, and I said that, I think it was on Thursday night when we took the communion, I said that God said that he's dealing with every inflammation. He said from that time, that inflammation, that hernia or whatever, just disappeared from the body. Now, this did not happen because of who gave birth to me. It didn't happen because of the school I attended. It didn't happen because of where I was born. In fact, if we were to consider all these variables, I wouldn't be standing here preaching to people like you, because some of you are of noble backgrounds, you know, way, way nobler than where I come from. Praise the Lord. But by the election of grace, God has positioned me and given me the authorization to continue from where he physically left off. And so Jesus spoke and things happened. When we speak, because we have a spirit, things must happen. So my lip is not just natural, but carries spiritual capacity, carries an anointing to determine the outcomes of my life and the outcome of the life that is around me. So when I speak, things do happen. When you speak as a child of God, things must happen. Praise the Lord. This is how we have been designed. But in every product or every design, we are product of God. Like in everything that is created, the created thing has a capacity that gets enhanced, or that gets into full blown potential when the operator or the people operating it have higher knowledge. So some of you, your telephone, your mobile phone in your hand can do so much more, but you don't know. And because you don't know, you are using it at the level you are using it. Are you here with me? But it has more abilities than you are utilizing it. And the deficit is in the fact that you do not know, or you have not received the education that will make you to utilize it at a higher level. It's the same with us. As children of God, as product of God, our deep knowledge of who we are, what we are, what we have, and what we can do will determine the outcomes of our lives. So as a believer, you are more than you think you are. That's why one day Jesus was walking on the water. He understood the architecture of operating in the supernatural. Peter did not understand. When Peter saw him, he said he's a ghost. That simply tells you that he never thought that a human being should be able to walk on water. And Peter said, if it is you, Jesus said, no, I'm not a ghost, it is me. One of these days you are going to do things that will surprise your world. And Peter said, if it is you, bid me come. Then Jesus said, the architecture, the infrastructure is available to you. Come. And Peter stepped out and he started walking on the water. He said, wow, I didn't know I had the capacity to walk on water. Praise the Lord. Are you here at all? Tell somebody you are much more than you think you are. And there is much more there that you have not discovered about your faith than you are using right now. Praise the Lord. So there are testimonies in higher dimensions that we have not tapped into because we have not assessed a certain level of saturation of insight, saturation of knowledge, saturation of faith. You know, time and time again, Jesus will point to their faith and say that I cry for you guys because your faith is not there. And if there is anything that any child of God should really, really pay attention to, that should be your faith. Why? Because here on earth, nothing gives the child of God victory more than your faith. This is what the Bible said. It said, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. When you have faith, you have victory here on earth. When you don't have faith, it doesn't matter how loud you are screaming. And I keep telling you that prayer is not powerful if it doesn't follow the principles of God. So you can be shouting and praying or doing the activity or action of prayer. If it's devoid of faith, it lacks power. You need faith to pray. You need faith to see result in your prayer. And part of the faith that we are supposed to learn is how God has designed our spirit and connected it to our lips and created it as a channel to release testimonies into our atmosphere. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Imagine this thing. The carbon dioxide that is trapped in your lungs, they are giving access from your lungs through your nose. That gives you life. Anytime someone's system stops to function like that, the carbon dioxide gets choked inside and then it kills the person. Two of us? Are you sure you are here? Okay. So, you have a spirit. And that spirit works with your mouth, with your lips, to release the power of God for life on earth to become a reality. Normally, when we are teaching about what will make us super fruitful here on earth, a lot of believers are not interested. Because our generation, let me talk about my generation. My generation of believers are not interested in knowing God. We are interested in receiving the things He gives. But we are not interested in the principles behind the production of the things we desire for. So we have a bunch of generation that says that, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. But we are not interested in the process and the principles that produce the product. So I'm hungry. It is food I want. I don't want to know how to cook. I don't even want to know the ingredients you used to cook. Just let me eat. We are the Esau generation. We have no value for what is valuable. We have value for what is temporal, what is not lasting, what doesn't have value at all. In fact, the food in front of you doesn't give you life because it's already available. The one you don't have is the one that can cost you your life. That's why he said that do not pay attention to the food you don't have. Because he knows that you'll be worried about that one, because that one can cost your life. And he assures you that he will give it to you. Now, if he is the one going to give it to you to quench your worry between when you don't have and when you really get it, then you should be interested in what it takes for him to give you. But most of the times, we are not interested. So, you see that we believe in prophets. You know, sometimes when someone says, have you gone to see a prophet? Most of the things are things that you can serve yourself with. Praise the Lord. I'm a shepherd, so I know the place of a shepherd, where your shepherd has to pray for you, speak over your life. It is also part of God's design. But the Bible said that as many that are led by the Spirit. So under the new covenant, the Holy Spirit is interested in building capacity for the individual to be able to take from God more than to be given by another human being. Can I say it better? God is interested in giving you daily bread. And he's interested in educating you, building you to receive the capacity to be able to take the daily bread direct from him than from the food vendor. And because you have not built the skill set or the faith to be able to receive, because when God is sending it, he doesn't send it to some distributors or whatever. He just sends it. But for people's inability to receive, he has to put some intermediaries here and there, so that in case some people are not able to receive it, there is a way, that there is a way to give them. Are you here at all? Yeah. That's why he says that if you are sick, go to the elders. They will pray, and the prayer of faith. How about if you have the faith yourself? So, when you are in church, you can follow a prophetic move, a prophetic generation, and it's powerful, but mostly it waters down on your ability to develop your faith, to be able to walk with God successfully. So I was there, and I saw the prophetic in the 90s. And many of the people who were heavily into the prophetic, their lives were up, or they went up and they came down. Because the prophetic move at the time didn't come with knowledge of the word of God. It came with anointing, it came with gift, it came with sensationalism, it came with miracles. Are you here at all? Yeah, it came with most of the people who said they were sponsors in ministries, they just came down after a while. Because they had a prophet, they didn't have faith. And the prophet didn't know how to teach them faith, or never taught faith. They will preach, dry bones will live. It's more declarative, but you don't take anything out. And the messages were recycled like that. Dry bones will live again. Dry bones will live again. So after a while, it became like a motivational generation. No meat, only fizzy drinks. Woman with the issue of blood. You know, Lazarus. Then blind Bartimaeus. You know, all of that. But really, we didn't unpack what scriptures wanted us to unpack, to build faith and edify people, grow people to the full stature. Praise the Lord. Where you will now become a minister, a bold minister. I'm praying that you become an able minister in Jesus' name. Oh, in the keeper's house. When you step out there in your family, you will become an able minister in Jesus' mighty name. That amen can be better than you are saying now. So this teaching is to empower us to have educated lips. Not just to say the right things, but to say it from a deep place of spiritual understanding. That there is grace on my lips. And that my destiny functions when I speak well, especially in connection with what God has already said concerning my life. When I rehearse, reiterate, are you here at all? When I keep speaking about what God has said about my life and rehearse it in his ears and declare it in my atmosphere and understand that I'm not just speaking, but there is power as I speak, because the words that I speak, they are full of spirit and they are life. And when I speak like God, he makes changes. So when I speak, there will be changes. I expect the changes. I have the faith to see the changes, and the changes will happen in Jesus' name. When you understand how a principle works, you never get tired using it, because you know the outcome of the principle. It doesn't matter how long it takes, you know the outcome. And when you know the outcome, there is always joy for pursuit. Praise the Lord. This scripture, David is just the writer. I really didn't look at who wrote the psalm, but in the verse 11, he was saying that, look, not all my enemies should die. God, don't kill all of them. He says, slay them not, lest my people forget. Some of them, they must be alive to see how you are going to bless me. He says, scatter them by thy power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. But don't kill them. Keep them small. Praise the Lord. There are some people, they must be alive to see what God is going to do in your life. Then he said, for the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. Can we read it from another translation, maybe ESV or Message or something like that? But there is such a phenomenon as the sin of their mouth. For the sin of their mouth, the words of their lips, let them be trapped in their pride. So there is something, I'm just extrapolating that phrase, that there is something that is called the sin of your mouth. And boy, that's when your mouth is transgressing, when your mouth is causing you harm, your whole system is taken out of context, out of alignment, because your mouth is not in the proper place. There's a way that God has given you a righteous life, and you have a sinful mouth. A mouth that is always in contradiction to what God has said and what God is doing. So God says, I have blessed you. You know, he told Peter, he said that, do not call unclean what I have called clean. He warned him to move away from that place. That if I said something is clean, do not say it's unclean. If I said you are blessed, it's a major sin against yourself to say that I'm not blessed. I don't feel blessed at all. That's a sin of your mouth, and you are sinning against yourself. Because God says you are clean, you say you are not clean. And anytime you are not speaking well, you refuse to have an educated lip, you are defiling your destiny all the way to the marketplace. The Bible says that what comes out of a man's mouth, that is what defiles him. Defiles the destiny. God says you are blessed. Then because of situation, you say, I don't see the blessing. That's a sin of your mouth. I don't know if I can continue to teach this thing. You see, it is okay to be emotional about your life. It is even okay to be dramatic sometimes. I think the ladies should say, thank you, Pastor. You know, some people are genetically dramatic. But look at what the Bible said. The Bible says that, be angry, but sin not. Let not the sun go down on your anger. So question is, Is anger sinful? Answer is no. But you have to understand dynamics. Be angry, but sin not. That means that in the state of anger, which is an emotional expression of displeasure, you know, dissatisfaction, whatever it is that is not making you discomfort, unhappy. He said, be angry, but don't sin. Even though the anger itself is not a sin, you can sin in the process of the anger because you don't understand time. You do not understand what? Talk to me. You do not understand what? Be angry, but sin not. Where is the time? Don't let the sun go down on your anger. So there's a way that you hold anger more than is required. There's a way that you push an emotion more than is required. It's okay to be emotional. But if you push it, you become a murderer. You push it, you say, you vomit it and throw it away because you don't want the sun. There's a time. A time that God has allowed for that emotion to still linger with you. Once that time is up, he expects that you would have resolved. Tell someone, time is up. I can't hear you. Tell someone, time is up. So put it, just forget about anger. Let's say that you are there and you just feel delayed in life. All right? Or despondent. What's the other word for disappointed? Disappointed. You feel very disappointed in life. It's like nothing is, like people say, nothing is working. It's okay to have that feeling because you're a human being. That emotion can flash through your heart back and forth and all of that. But he says that do not let the sun go down. Why? Because if you allow the sun to go down, you will sin. So he said that the feeling of disappointment is not bad, but don't sin with it. The feeling of delay is not bad, but don't sin with it. The feeling of failure as an emotion is not bad. Have the feeling, but sin not. Yes. And make sure that you quench it before the sun goes down. That means that there is no one day that you should entertain a negative thought beyond 24 hours. Tell somebody, the sun is about to set. The sun is about to set. Let that thing go. Let that thing go. Because if you think I'm a failure beyond 24 hours, it's going to change something in your nomenclature and it's going to make you begin to sin against your life. I'm feeling this thing. So sometimes you are not happy and you hold it, then it begins to inform what you say. It begins to inform and then you begin to sin against yourself. Your mouth starts sinning against your destiny. How are you doing? Things are hard. Watch it. How are you doing? A day like a day. I'm just there. You know, as you are saying all these things, your mouth is just sinning against you in a very subtle way. That's why the Bible is very clear. When men are cast down, you say, there is a lifting up. Let the weak say, I am strong. The Bible is very clear. No ambiguity. Leaves no space for errors. No idle word. So when you are emotional about something that's not going well for you, if you have nothing good to say, shut up. Don't release the poison under your lips. It's an Egyptian cobra. It's going to defile the destiny. And mostly you feel like that when you are very close to the delivery of your testimony. May God give us the depth of insight, the depth of wisdom, the depth of the flow of the anointing, to know when it's time for the delivery of our testimonies, and may we never sin against our destinies. Receive the ability to release grace into your atmosphere. Well, I feel this service is going to be great. Tell somebody, this is your season. Your life will never be the same again. People speak and use the sin of their mouth to trouble their lives. And I showed you a scripture in Proverbs 18 verse 6. Proverbs 18 verse 6. In just unpacking the mysteries about the lips of a believer, he says that a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. Let's see the other translations, because some of them are really interesting. The ESV and the rest say, a fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating. Say, hey. He said, the words of a fool start fights. Do him a favor and gag him. A fool's lips bring strife, and his mouth calls for blows. New American Standard Bible. A fool's lips bring him strife, and his mouth invites a beating. NIV. Some way, somehow, if you don't know how to use your lips well as a believer, you are inviting strife, fight, contentions into your life. That devil can leave you as long as you don't know how to properly align your lips with the word of God. He can leave you. He knows that you will destroy yourself. You are calling for strokes. You see, some people, you know, some demons are hanging around. They are hanging around, familiar spirit. And what you keep saying over time, they try to make it a law in your life. I'm always sick. I'm always sick. I'm always sick. My sickness has come. Hey, what's happening? My rheumatism has come. My ulcer has come. So there are demons that will not deprive you of what you say is yours. You say the sickness is yours. Why should they take it away from you? They will make sure they will enforce it. Is God talking to someone now? I don't know. Is the teaching good? From today, in fact, today, one of the things we are doing in this service is that we are deploying the blood of Jesus, and we are deploying refreshing speakings to reverse what we have used to defile our destinies in times past. So today, as you shout amen and make a proper declaration, any negativity that is being perpetuated in your life, may it be reversed in the mighty name of Jesus. So when you don't speak well, you invite strokes into your life. Again, in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 7, look at the next verse. The next verse, it says that, you know, if you don't speak well, you invite strokes into your life. It said, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. His lips is the trap the hunter is using to arrest you. A fool's mouth is his destruction. Please, you can be born again and fool if you don't have an educated lip. So the second thing that will happen is that when you are speaking, you are either enhancing your freedom or you are engineering your ensnaring. You are entrapping your soul. So, like, should it be that, oh, I just said it. He says, no. It goes into a mechanism that will either open the prison gate or shut it. That will put you in a trap and snare, ensnarement. In a trap, in a snare. Like a bird is caught in a snare. He says that the trap is there. When you speak well, you pass. You avoid it. When you don't speak well, you have put yourself in the trap. And it is your soul that gets captured. That's why if you do certain things negatively for a long time, especially not speaking well, you find out that your mind doesn't work well. When you have an opportunity to make a good decision to become great and then to avoid a bad one, you will most likely, because of the snare over your soul, you will have a high tendency of choosing the one that will make you go down than go up. Because if your mouth has never negotiated your way up, your life is not going up. To go up, your mouth ought to have negotiated your way up long time. Say long time. Say I'm on the way going up. Say I'm on the high. Say I'm not coming down. Too powerful. So may God deliver you from all the snares of your soul. Through your mouth in Jesus' mighty name. Say, from today, there are no strokes on my life. There is no snare holding my soul. Proverbs 26 verse 23. Very quickly, let's just run. Proverbs 26 verse 23. These are the negative things, negative outcomes when you don't speak well. He said, burning lips and a what? A wicked heart are like what? A potsherd covered with silver dross. Yeah. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with what? Silver dross. Say burning lips. Please give us other translation. It said like the glaze covering an earthen vessel are fervent lips with an evil heart. More, brother, more. Smooth talk from an evil heart is like glaze on cracked pottery. What it means is that if you don't use your lips well, smooth talk, it's like your life will not be able to contain what it has been created to contain. It's like a cracked pottery. When he uses the dross, it's just saying that dross is dead. Is a residue, okay? And when it mixes a potsherd and is baked, no matter how well you bake it, once that impurity is there, the thing will be cracked. So he's saying that you can be smooth talking foolish things, but it's cracking the container of your life to retain baby, to retain marriage, to retain prosperity. As you go through fire now, you see that the prosperity cannot stay. It will leak away. It's a burning lip. Some people want to say, no more can go. So if we cannot train your mouth, we cannot certify your future. Tell someone, that's why you can't talk anyhow. That simply means that your mouth will bring you more trouble than the devil can bring you. Tell somebody, your mouth can bring you so much trouble. But may God deliver you today. Ecclesiastes 10:12. Look at Ecclesiastes 10:12. Ecclesiastes 10:12. It says, the words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. When you develop a bad lip, who will it swallow? Talk to me, please. Talk to me. Who will it swallow? A bad lip will swallow who? Tell somebody that if you feel swallowed, check your mouth. If your finances feel swallowed, check your mouth. If you are unemployed, check your mouth. If life is beating you, check your mouth. said the words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. You see, that's why when people even do things that are bad to you, you try not to train your mouth in a bad way. Like, you are so angry and you are cursing somebody. You see, as you are doing that, I told you that your mouth can learn. Yeah. And if you train it with nyambe tiaoka, say, you train it with bad language, after a while, it will be very used to bad language that it will now begin to swallow you. And when your mouth is saturated with bad language and no one has done anything to you, it has to feast on you. So you will do something and say, ah, Francis. God forbid, though. You will do something and say, ah, Kwekwanans. Why is it that nothing works for me? You will do something, you will just be rehearsing it. Because that is what your mouth has learned. But if you train your mouth well, when people do things and you feel like cursing them, so I've given it to God. I've handed it over to God. Praise the Lord. Whenever you are not happy, hand it over to God. Praise the Lord. Yeah, don't defile your tongue. There is grace. You dilute it. So that the purity of the grace on your lip, when you want to use it, it will be at full force. When you say, peace be still, heaven and hell will collide and say that, because it's a concentrated fire, pure fire. Not the one that some of the grace has been defied. You have used some to curse your ex. Curse your boss. Boy, oh boy. Have you seen that all over the world, the men of God whose ministries have a lot of miracles, they hardly curse people in public? But they hardly curse. You have to be a major devil for them to ask God to bring you down. So all the time, the grace on their lips is very fresh. When they speak, to cancer disappear. There is no dilution. It's a concentrated solution. It goes pew. Am I talking to someone now? Trouble is far away from you from today in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, help me to finish this message. I'm just taking my time too much. Help me, Lord. So, Ecclesiastes has shown us that. And you see, one negativity also of bad speaking is in Proverbs 26, verse 24. Proverbs 26, 24. It says that, he that what hateth dissembleth with his lips and layeth up deceit within him. The person who hates, he divides. You see, there are some people, when they speak, division happens. They would disembody. You know, he that hated dissembled with his lips. So, there is a way that if you are not careful, you will remove your spare parts or your vital parts with your lips, because you have not trained your lips to put you together. When you speak, is this disassembling you? It's like unpacking, is removing the boat and not of your life. And by the time you realize you have a knee, but the socket is not tightened. By the time you know, all because of foolish talk. And foolish talk is hey, my mother has rheumatism. And if I'm not careful, I'm going to have rheumatism. Foolish talk. You rather say that Jesus is the vine, I'm the branch. What runs through the vine runs through me. If rheumatism is not in Christ, it's never in me. I can never be a partaker of any heredity that is negative. Anything inherited from the genes of my family is not my portion. Don't speak about this one. You are this. You are dividing and you are just removing all your screws and bolts and not. By the time you know, things fall apart. You will see that the life is not life. May God have mercy on somebody here. What's the power of your lips? We learned that when you speak, it stands as a witness before God. Number two, we learned that when you speak, it will produce fruit in your life. Praise the Lord. We have also learned that speaking brings refreshment. When you speak well, it brings spiritual refreshment. That's when you plateau. When life stagnates. When you feel like you are stuck, one of the things you do to create speed, create waves, is to speak. Job said, I will speak and be refreshed. Nothing is working. That means you should speak for things to start working. It will refresh your whole system. It's like it will ventilate you and give you joy. In Proverbs 16 verse 10, let's look at something there to build a foundation for what the power brings. He said, a divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgressed not in judgment. So your mouth really can transgress. But he said, the reason why the king is so careful in speaking is because a divine sentence is in the lip of the king. That's wherever the word of the king is, there is power. Whether it's positive power, negative power, there is power. So when the king is speaking, he ensures that he's not transgressing in judgment because it's going to have an effect. So there is a divine sentence on your lip. You use that divine sentence to adjudicate your matter in the spirit. You declare that I am not going down. You are past a divine sentence. You declare that I'm the head. You are past a divine sentence. You declare that I am ahead. You are past a divine sentence. It's on your lip. Anytime you are making a decree, you decree that I'm going to marry, I'm marrying, and my marriage will be great. Let me tell you, you are not your mother. Hey, tell somebody, wake up. You are not your mother, you are not your father, you are not your ebusiapeni. Are you here at all? You are not even your pastor. Sometimes, some of the things, your pastor can have an aspect of his life that is not, you know, nice. Like you can have a pastor who is divorced. Yeah? And you don't set up to marry to think I want to divorce. Are you here at all? So, don't just begin, hey, now my pastor grand a divorce here and here. Maybe I want to worry about my pa. Assuming your pastor is a female. And I want to worry about that. And they pack that one aside. Your blessings is the promises, they are yea and in Christ. Amen. Not in pastor. So when your leader, even you can have a pastor who is sick, it doesn't change anything. Because you have promises with Christ. And those promises, they are superior to what any human being is producing around you. So if your pastor is poor, forget about his poverty. Go for your prosperity. Because that is what the word of God has promised you. Your pastor didn't promise you anything. Didn't die for you. It's God talking to somebody now. So use that divine sentence that is on your lip. If the devil will tell you, you are talking, see your pastor, the marriage didn't work. God punish the devil. My pastor is not my ultimate standard. Christ is my ultimate standard. Are you here at all? My pastor may be a failure, but Christ never failed. I rise above it. And you begin to speak what God has given you. And you begin to pronounce. Don't let the devil put a limitation. Do you tell you that? Oh, don't you see that? Your pastor can be renting and you are building.
You can be the son of a poor man and be a wealthy man. Because before you were conceived in the womb of your mother, are you here at all? Before, tell somebody the thing is before. All these people, they are channels by the grace of God. Bible said we should honor them. But before they didn't know you. Before you were conceived in the womb of your parent, I knew you. I called you. I anointed you. I ordained you as a prophet, as a prosperous man, as a husband, as a fruitful woman, as a corporate woman, as a global icon. I'm preaching to somebody here. Don't let who gave birth to you become a limiter on your destiny. That's why you use this divine sentence to declare what the original text says. And the original text says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11. It says, I know the plans and the thoughts that I have for you. They are thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. It's clear the blueprint was there before your mother went to propose to your father. Because your family, you know, that's how it happened. Hey! It's got... You will go far in Jesus' mighty name. Tell somebody, use the divine sentence well. Use it well. One more time. Use it well. Say, your tongue has a divine sentence. Demons respect it. Heaven respects it. The earth respects it. The elements of this life respect it. Use it to your advantage. Are you ready to use it? Shout glory here. Now, the next thing that will happen when you speak well is that you will have preservation. You have what? Proverbs 14 verse 3. Proverbs 14, he said that in the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. The lips of the wise shall preserve. That is, your preservation is in your mouth. That's why when you are traveling, you declare that my journey shall be safe. That's why you declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You don't have a bad dream, a nightmare, you wake up and say, Mewo. Or something is happening like you are unwell and then you are so afraid and say, it looks like I'm going to die. No, you have to understand that there is grace on your lips. Your preservation is in your mouth. The lips of the wise shall preserve them. When death is coming, the life to swallow the death is on your lips. That's why you declare, me, I can never die on a surgical table. I will only die when Christ calls me home. No human being is taking me out. No witch. Are you here at all? Some of you, your wedding, you should invite the witches of your family. Don't come for that meeting. I've given you an answer. So invite the witches of your family. Come and see what God is doing. Are you here at all? The preservation is on your leg. You have to insulate yourself and declare that I declare the hedge of protection is around me. No power is able to penetrate. No arrow is able to penetrate. You declare my marriage shall be global. It shall come with a lot of wealth. Are you here at all? Preserve your business with your lips. Preserve your home with your lips. Preserve your children. No power will touch my children. Nobody's recklessness, carelessness, foolishness, madness on the road, in any place, will tamper with my life or that of my children. No way. You declare preservation over everything you have. The dollar will not eat my prosperity. There's preservation in your mouth. That's why you see that as the inflation is increasing, you are having volume. The lips of the wise shall preserve them. Let's look at some more scriptures here. I think it's important. Praise the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10, look at it. 1 Peter 3 10. It said, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. He that will love life. How many of you will love life? Love life. Oh, I can't see you. I can't see you. Danny, give the keyboard some life here. Yeah, love life. How many of you love life? You see, some people have long life with poverty. It's a bad life. You need life with good days. He that will love life and see good days. It's not just a function of what God has given you. He says, if that will be a possibility, you have a role to play. The role is that refrain your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from speaking guile. You are saying bad things and you are defiling your life. So when you see the fruit of your life withering, there is something you are not doing right with your mouth. Because you see that all your good days are dissipating. When something good is about to happen, then something bad will happen. Hey, some people have even encountered some broken heart, you know, or some broken relationships. When the new one has no symptom of collapse, they themselves will create the symptom. Start creating problem. BBC me so say, "Who baby Jaime?" Yeah, something is dawning on me that you two, you are going to leave me. When you become great, you will leave me. So some people, before they marry, they contract their divorce of then 10 years. When I dreamt you had left me. It's like you don't love me again. The woman has never thought about that. Even devil has not brought that plan. But your mouth is speaking evil and guile. Mean I know that one day. Tell somebody stop that in there. Come on, tell somebody stop it. Stop it there. Stop it there. In this confession, stop it. Sometimes insecurity can just make your whole future zero. Every time you are afraid of some evil to come, like Job, and you are expecting something evil to come, when everything God has for you on his table is good, says if you will see good days, that means that the environment you are operating in doesn't matter. If you will love life and see good days, it doesn't matter the economy you live in. It doesn't matter who is around you not doing well. It doesn't matter. If you, Joseph was in Egypt. He was a slave, a prisoner. He still was thinking well and speaking well. He was in prison. He would come and see his fellow prisoners. Some are sitting down very sad. He said, "What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?" Wow. He saw his brother. He spoke his way out of trouble into prime ministership. And when he saw the people who perpetrated the evil against him, he said, "You people meant it for evil. But God planned it for good." It was always, that's what changed your mind. And change your mouth. Say. Change your mind and change your mouth. Somebody here is going to encounter good days after today. I said, from today you are encountering good days. Shout a louder amen. Anybody cursing you in any corner, whether they are angry with you or not, may the mercy of the Lord rebut the curses. And now declare upon your life, say, "I am blessed. I will see life and good days. And nothing will stop it." Say, "I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed." Say, "Good days are for me. Say, from this very moment, whatever I do shall prosper. Say, I am blessed like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Rise to your feet. Say, I bear my fruit in my season. Say, my leaves will never wither. One more time. Say, my leaves will never wither. Say, my leaves will never wither. I'm preaching here. Say, my leaves, my externals shall not wither. Say, my beauty will not wither. Say, I shall not be wrinkled. Say, my skin will not dry up. Say, my leaves will not wither. I will remain fresh all the days of my life. And in my season, I will bear my fruit. I will not miss my season. I refuse to miss my season. Say, I will bear fruit in season and out of season, because I'm planted in the presence of God. Somebody wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Say, as I am declaring right now, it's working for me. It's working for you. Someone ask you, what's happening? Say, it's working. It's what? Even if you are unemployed and you see somebody who can give you unemployment, don't go and tell the person I'm unemployed. You tell the person that I see a possibility of getting a job in your organization. I see God using you as a destiny helper in my life. To get, change your language. Change your language. Are you going out? Are you going out? Do you have a man? Do you have a woman? If that person is a candidate, ask him, say, guess what? What do you think? Say what you want to say. I'm on ground. You know, some people like Rosalind who are married, when we are talking about these things, they are not interested. Because he has collected her proposal and she is married and enjoying the marriage. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Those of us who are also believing God to marry, let's talk our own. Let's talk our own. In fact, 2025, we are going to do a lot of marital renewals for a lot of the married people, so that their heart will feel young again. Are you going out? You tell them. The man who will be favored to have me should count himself blessed. Except those people don't understand English. I see a millionaire standing right here. A millionaire watching online. It's happening in your life. You will see good days in your life. The amen is not coming together. You will see good days in Jesus' mighty name. You will see very powerful days in your life. Some of you, as young as you are going to be on boards. The new election we are going to do, whoever wins, is going to work to your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus, your business will not be shut down because somebody won or lost. Your opportunities will not be taken because somebody was brought to replace your boss. Your position will not be shaken. Shout a louder amen. I will see good days. Prophesy, say, I will see good days. One more time. Say, the witches have been very aggressive, talking that you go down. You have opportunity to speak over your own life. Say it loudly. Say, I will see good days all the days of my life. Wherever I go, see goodness all around me. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a big clap offering here. It's too powerful. Praise God. Can we say the last thing? Are you sure? Let's do practicals, yeah? Proverbs 24, 26. No, let's okay, let me do some scriptures. When you go on the last point I made, you can read Psalm 17, verse 7. Psalm 17, verse 4. You know, Psalm 17, verse... Maybe let's read it. It said, Psalm 17, verse 4, on the preservation, yeah? It said, concerning the works of men, by the word of their lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. There's a way that you take yourself away from the path of the destroyer by the words of your lips. Say that accident will never take my life. You see that blood-thirsty demon on the road, when your car is coming, the car will be announcing, no demon will swallow my blood. No, are you here at all? It takes you away. He will not even see you. Takes you away from the path of the destroyer. Next point is favor. Proverbs 24, verse 26. Say, I receive favor. Opareko shata labrada. He said, every man shall kiss his lips. That giveth a right answer. Kiss is a symbol of favor. It's an expression of favor. Expression of love, acceptance. It's a, every man, including your enemies, they will give you a kiss of favor. When you speak the right answer. How are you? I'm great. How far? I like Nigeria. Far above principalities. Above. You meet a typical Nigerian church person, you say, how far? Say, far above principalities and powers. One day one pastor told me, he said, come and preach for me. Preach for me, please. I need you to preach for me. I'm very, very, very healthy. I feel very well. I said, if you feel well and healthy, preach your preaching. So I said, no, I'm very busy. He said, man of God, you need to come home. Because somebody must preach in this service, in this program. I said, you feel well now, there's no problem. He said, I'm very, very, very well and healthy. I didn't understand. You know, from my Ghana, you are sick. He said, I'm sick. And he said to me, he said, the Bible said, let the weak say, I am strong. That's when my eye cleared like that. When a typical, I learned from Nigeria, when someone doesn't have money, he's coming to you, he say, I'm rich this season. Yeah, can you give me? He's rich, but he said, can you give me? Can you give me? This season, I'm very, very rich. That's Shienine Botum, no, no. That as he's saying that, I am rich, favor is going ahead. If you enter into an interview with negativity, you'll come out with nothing. Be positive. Speak. There is grace on your lips. Praise the Lord. I'm favored. I am more than I am. I am more than I see. Our church is bigger than we have ever seen. This is our year for more. We will never shrink. We will never go down. There is nobody in the keeper's house who will beg one day for bread. If you were begging before, today is the end of that begging. Because favor is upon your life. All of you who have been looking for a job all this while, God said I should come and tell you, your job is already on ground. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Everyone will kiss the one that speaks well. What a favor. Proverbs 10, 20 to 22. You know, we know this scripture so much, but we really don't read it from the, you know, the verses leading to the 22. In Proverbs 10, 20, he says that the tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. No value. He said, the lips of the righteous feed many. Say, that's my portion. But fools die for want of wisdom. He's talking tongue, he's talking lips. Then it comes to 22. He said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. He's connecting all these things to the tongue, the lip of the righteous one. For you to enter and operate in the blessing without sorrow, there is a grace on your lip that you release. It makes you feed many people. Many people. I see you feeding many people in Jesus' mighty name. I said, I see you feeding many people. Tell somebody, your boss is not your problem. The customers are not your problem. Your parents are not your problem. Your mouth, if you clean it and speak well, favor and blessings will enter your life. Shout, I am favored. I'm favored. Every day when I'm stepping up, so I'm driving, I say, boy, life is going to be good for you. Praise the Lord. I can never be a concern to this generation. I'm not a concern. Lekofara kataya. Edele mekwashata. Ilakwatapaya. Zelebekete kete. Eswakalapatakaya. Speak, speak, speak. And you energize heaven. Heaven is happy. Heaven will be saying, who is talking like that? He's talking our language. Are you here at all? That's why when they were moving from Egypt to the promised land, anytime they were murmuring, God was angry. Angels were angry. He said, why are they speaking foolishly? This is not our language. Our language is manna. Our language is quail. Our language is water from the rock. Are you here at all? Our language is walking on dry ground in the Red Sea. This is the language of God. And your language should be milk, honey, grapes, land flowing. The land is flowing with great things. This Ghana is flowing with good things for me. I'm not waiting to get to Canada to get something. I'm not waiting to get to Togo to get anything. Wherever I find myself, it's working already. It's working already. It's working already. It's somebody shout, it's working already. It's working already. You have not seen a Harvard graduate unemployed before home. The Harvard is the reason why they are not giving him job. It's too much. He goes now, they say, now we want to give the job to UDS people. Now UDS, they change the name to something. Dumbo or something. Dumbo or something like that. They say, oh, it's okay. Harvard, every time Harvard. Winneba, come and collect. UPS, say, come and collect. What is it? What is it? Let me tell you. Baby, are you here at all? You program your wealth. Look at Hebrews chapter 11 verse 2. He says that we know. He said, by it the elders obtain a good report. Verse 3 says that through faith we understand that the worlds, your financial world, marital world, career world, they were framed by the word of God. Your words frame your worlds. Your word will frame your family wealth, your financial world, your career world. Are you here at all? Some of you are going to travel, will be looking for you everywhere. They say, oh, Rabbi, you were in London, why have you appeared in Canada? Then the next day you have appeared in Australia. Then the next day now Palm, Azerbaijan. Then you have Abba. You are in China, have a meeting in China. Hey, you will fly private jet also. You will go everywhere God has ordained for you to go. Shout a louder amen. Anybody who is enthusiastic by faith this morning, receive a double portion in the name of hear this prophecy. There is nowhere here on earth that God has a blessing for you that any man will be able to stop you from entering that blessing. I declare in the name of Jesus, as you pronounce and declare and proclaim and decree, may it be established as you have said, as you have decreed. Shout, I'm the next millionaire on the block. Say, I will not die. I will live to declare the words of God. If you're a woman here, say, my husband is loving me, loving me. Hey, my wife is loving me, loving me. Hey. Sister, pray for me. Man. Overflowing love. Love wanting. You will receive love. You will run and say, it's okay. It's too much. You have an overflowing love in Jesus. Your boss will love you. All those who behold you shall favor you. I don't know why you are not saying the amen well at all. Things are working for you from now. That exam that is ahead of you, you are going to pass. That test, they are testing you. You will not falter. You will be faithful and you'll be promoted. May the Lord favor your business. The goods you are going to bring, it will not become an issue to you. People will be running and coming for it. May you have shortages in your shop. Every time may you have shortage. Every time may they buy more than you can supply. Shout a louder amen. May you become a notable name in the market. Whatever you bring to town, let it be the thing that the town will need. In the mighty name of Jesus, your hands will not be empty again. No holes will be in your hands. Whatever your hand finds to do, it shall prosper. It shall do well. I prophesy, I hear the Lord say, he said, declare upon my people, they will grow as the grass of the field, and they shall be green everywhere, and they shall spread everywhere. And here in Accra, all the big jobs and companies shall be for my children. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, may you occupy the high places in corporate Ghana, occupy. In international NGOs, occupy. In international institutions, occupy. I prophesy upon you. May God, all the new companies that are about to take charge of the economy, may they be your portion. Your portion. Your portion. In the name of Jesus. Speak into the spirit. Lekopa hasasa. Shalekepa. Favor is mine. Preservation is mine. Blessings are mine. I will feed thousands and tens of thousands. Prophesy. I don't know what is on your heart. Prophesy. Kopa shalakapaha. Itolagalabahata. Emelekeketekete. Oh, my hands will never be empty. My hands will never be empty. Ayakatatataha. I will have a great family. Eko Perez. Eko Perez. Sheleke Parada. Glory. My life is full of glory. My life is full of glory. My life is full of glory. Prophesy. I want you to prophesy. Make decrees. Make your divine sentence. Declare your divine sentence. That court case, pass your own judgment. Baraka patata. I don't know who is talking to God. I don't know who is speaking. As you are speaking, the heavens are hearing. The earth is hearing. Come on now, speak. speak. As I step out this week, as I step out this month of December, I will see possibilities. I will see actualization of my dreams. Somebody speak. I am loaded with wealth. I'm loaded with wealth. Come on now. I'm loaded with wealth. My destiny helpers, they are generous towards me. My destiny helpers are generous towards me. Come on, speak. Open your mouth and declare, I am blessed, I'm highly favored. Wherever I go, doors are open unto me. Oh, come on, pray. Wherever I go, doors are open unto me of their own accord. God has elected men for me. Everywhere I go, men are elected for me. Isokele pata, shekole pere, itora badabaha. Open your mouth. There shall be no closed door. Every door shall be open unto me. Every door shall be open unto me. Doors of favor. Doors of favor. Doors of finance. Doors of travel. In the name of Jesus, wherever I go, doors shall be open. Oh yes. Before I ask, it shall be given me. Before I ask, it shall be given me. Whatever I ask shall be given me. Whatever I ask shall be given me. I need oil in bowls here. Whatever I ask, come on, somebody pray. Somebody pray, pray. Your company shall be bigger than it is. Hey, shaka talaba. Ikora paka paha. Hey, telebele kete. Hey, shola paka hasa. Ashala mele kepete. Ikora paka hata. Ashala kepete. Receive the glory of the Lord. When you ask for one, they will give you 100. When you ask for 10, they will give you 1,000,000. May you enter the millions. Enter the billions. Enter the trillions. May you receive inheritance on every side. Inheritance on every side. I see marriages. I see babies. I see cars. I see houses. I see visas. Doors are open. Doors are open. Doors are open. I need the LPs and the LPs, the TPs. Help us spread the oil in different quadrants. Tap the oil. Everybody, make sure you put your hand in the oil and put it on your forehead. From today, receive an anointing. From today, receive an anointing. Whatever you say will come to pass. Anoint yourself. Anoint yourself. Power and favor is released. Power and favor are released upon your destiny. Power and favor. Somebody pray. Something is happening. From today, your doors are open. By this anointing, power and favor, I release. Power and favor, I release. Anoint yourself. Ascend with your tongue. Ascend with your tongue. Shaka pata kata baka pata. Ito leke teke te. Ikala para kata. Esho leke pete. May your destiny ascend by your tongue. Receive power. We overrule satanic interferences in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Etele kotose, itili kite, isole kete te, itele kete kete, isole kete kete. Atala patata, come on now. Let the children be anointed. Let the children be anointed. Somebody pray. Doors are open unto you. Ancient doors are open. Ancient doors are open. Healing. Receive healing against sicknesses. Receive deliverance from ancient prisons. Open your mouth, everybody. Can you spend some time and pray? The oil on your head. Declare right now. From today I carry power. I carry favor. Wherever I go, I shall be accepted. Doors shall be open. I will see good days. I will see open doors. I declare. I am big. I am going higher. Open your mouth and speak. Open your mouth and speak that you may be refreshed. Speak that you may be blessed. Speak that you may be favored. Speak that you may be preserved. That God would take you off the path of the destroyer. You and your house. You and your children. No disaster is permitted in your dwelling place. No power will touch you from today. May you enter into abundance. May you enter into blessings. May you enter into open doors. Open your mouth. Speed is your portion. Receive speed. Receive speed. Receive speed. Receive speed. Receive speed. Speed is yours. From today, may your feet be anointed with speed. May your feet be anointed with speed. Shaka patata. In the kotonapa. Your destiny helpers are coming to you speedily. Your helpers are mounting to you. Your helpers are coming to you. No more delay. Prophesy. I break delay. I speak. Speed. No more. Come on, everybody. Open your mouth and pray. From today, no more delay. No more disappointment. No more delay. No more disappointment. Come on. infirmities will be chasing you. Sickness will be chasing you. Men of substance, women of substance will be chasing you. May your opportunities come. You will not miss your season. Somebody pray. It's your season. You will prosper. Yeah.
of your posture. Expansion. Receive an extension. Receive an extension.
Abundance of blessings. Abundance of blessings. Blowing your way.
Lift your two hands in the air like this. From today, your hands will never be seen to be feeble again. Please rise to your feet. Every feeble hand here receive supernatural strength. Receive the strength of sustainability and increase. May God sustain your hand to hold on to what He has given you and give you power to increase without collapsing.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your feet and your knees will not be feeble.
Amen.
They will not wobble.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
From today, I declare your steps are stable.
Amen.
May Jehovah establish your goings.
Amen.
Cause you to rise.
Amen.
And walk in your high places.
Amen.
May Jehovah raise you up. By the tongue ascendancy, may your prophetic tongue that has declared your ascendancy never be stopped in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever you have declared this morning shall become your reality in the name of Jesus. I declare every impossibility is overruled. Impossibilities are overruled.
Amen.
They are overruled.
Amen.
They are overruled. Medical impossibilities overruled. Economic impossibilities overruled.
Amen.
Social impossibilities overruled.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare upon you, raise those hands now. These hands shall gather from one continent to another.
Amen.
And they will never be empty from today.
Amen.
Gold has entered your hand.
Amen.
Silver has entered your hand.
Amen.
All manner of jewelries of rupees have entered your hands in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. From today, may favor enter your hand.
Amen.
May glory enter your hand.
Amen.
Properties will enter your hand.
Amen.
Shalamakapahaya. I declare in the name of Jesus, possess your lands, possess your houses, possess vineyards, possess the mineral, possess the favor, possess your helpers. Wherever you go, doors are open unto you. Doors are open unto you. Doors are open already. You will not even open your mouth to ask. They will be chasing you to give you.
Amen.
Some of you are going to receive jobs that you did not apply for. Receive in the name of Jesus. I see promotions in high places.
Amen.
In the next 28 days, everyone due for promotion, I sanction it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Mark the word of the prophet. I sanction it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare extension of contracts. Extension of contract.
Amen.
Receive favor. Favor on every side. Receive new opportunities.
Receive it.
New businesses.
Receive it.
New clients.
Receive it.
New properties.
Receive it.
Receive new money.
Receive.
Receive new opportunities.
Receive
favor.
Receive
new destiny helpers. Brand new 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 money. Brand new houses. Receive opportunities. Shekola petekele. I bind the spirit of miscarriage,
Jesus.
Miscarriage of justice,
Jesus.
Miscarriage of your opportunities,
Jesus.
Miscarriage of your babies,
Jesus.
Miscarriage of your future,
Jesus.
I bind it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive stability and growth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive stability and growth.
Amen.
Receive stability and favor.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From today is working for you.
Amen.
From today is working for you.
Amen.
It's already working for you.
Amen.
Take it, take it, take it. It's already working for you from today.
Amen.
From today, money is working for you.
Amen.
Favor is working for you. Blessings are working
Amen.
For you. From today, your helpers are working for you.
Amen.
From today, opportunities are working for you.
Amen.
Your body is working for you.
Amen.
From today, everything that you need is working for you.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Isaac said, I have blessed him and he shall be blessed.
Amen.
And no man can overturn
Amen.
Him. Today I stand in the grace of God.
Yes, Lord.
And I declare you are blessed.
Amen.
And it shall not be overturned.
Amen.
And no witch will overturn it.
Amen.
No human being will overtake
Amen.
You. No human being will overpower
Amen.
You. No human being will overthrow you.
Amen.
There is nothing in your hand a human being can take away
Amen.
From it. Receive the blessing right
Amen.
Now. You are uncursable, indestructible.
Yes,
you cannot be reduced.
Amen.
You cannot be relegated.
Amen.
You cannot be pushed back.
Amen.
You cannot be set aside.
Amen.
Whatever is due you,
hey.
May you receive it.
I receive it.
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 This day I declare
yes, Lord.
A witness between the heavens and the earth
yes, Lord.
That you have been blessed
yes, Lord.
And you will never be cursed
Amen.
And you have been blessed
Amen.
And you are favored
Amen.
You have been blessed
Amen.
You have entered glory
Amen.
You have been blessed
Amen.
Receive properties receive riches prosperity plenty children plenty helpers plenty cars plenty opportunities be bless give the Lord a shout. You didn't hear what God said. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. They that have been redeemed from the power of the enemy. If you are redeemed here today, give the Lord a shout. Give somebody a high five. Tell them, watch me.
Watch me.
You will see my testimonies.
My testimony.
Can you do it with 10 people? Watch me.
Watch me.
From now, you will see my testimonies. Come on now, do it, do it, do it.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.